Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to have a look at some of the early chapters of Revelation and in particular to think about the amazing vision that John has of the Lord Jesus Christ. You find in chapter 1 that there he is on the island of Patmos. And it was a very lonely place, and it doesn't seem that there were too many other inhabitants, so it was an exile experience. And whereas some of the apostles had been martyred by now, John was still alive, but clearly this was a very tough punishment that he was just marooned on this island and left to it. But we have that wonderful little phrase in the chapter in verse 11 where it says, sorry, verse 10, where it says, on the Lord's day I was in the Spirit. And that's just quite a little gem, really, how on that particular day there was a real sense of John being in a good place with God. And that's always encouraging, because physically he wasn't in a good place. Emotionally, it was probably not a good place. There were many things that weren't good about where he was, but to find himself in the Spirit, finding himself lifted out of his personal circumstances almost to a real sense of the presence of God, well, that was really great. And that was what he was experiencing. And now God's going to give him something which is just going to totally blow his mind. He is told that he's got to write down what he's about to hear, and he's to send it to seven churches, one in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamon, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. So, okay, he's got this instruction, but then, wow, things really change, because he suddenly has the vision and the revelation of the one who's going to give him these messages, and it's Jesus. Jesus in all his glory. Now, again, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because John had met Jesus, they'd physically walked together, and they had known each other at least for 3 years, and he'd even had a fairly unique experience. It was just Peter and James, his brother, and he who were on a mountain when Jesus was transfigured and shining brightly. But this is another league, another territory. And just the glory of Jesus, dressed in a robe, the golden sash around his chest, hair white as wool, feet like bronze, voice like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he holds the seven stars, and coming out of his mouth a sharp double-edged sword, face like the sun shining in all its brilliance. We know the Apostle Paul had visions. He talks about being taken up to a kind of a heaven experience, and John is certainly having an incredible experience. And he's responding in a way which you would fully expect. It's probably a mixture of awe and wonder and fear, but also great joy. And it's amazing how all of those emotions can roll, as it were, into one. He falls at the feet of Jesus as if he were dead. But then Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I'm the living one. I was dead. I hold the keys of death and Hades." Write what you've seen. And now he's going to fulfill that task of making a record of messages to the churches. Well, we must pause, and it will be good to have some worship before my good friend Patrick joins me to look a little more deeply into this vision in the first chapter of the book of Revelation.
To worship. worship you in spirit and in truth. I live to know you more so that you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet. You're beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful. You're captivating, fascinating. I can't take my eyes off you, beautiful one. I long to worship you in spirit and in you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet. You're beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and now I've joined Richard to look further at Revelation chapter 1 that we're beginning with here as we start to look at these first few chapters of the book of Revelation. Richard, just to begin with, give us a little bit of background to the book of Revelation, because it is a strange book, a difficult book to understand, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and I certainly can't claim to understand it fully myself. But what I would say is that I think there is a genuine simplistic approach that one can take, which is that there's a lot of persecution around it. It's going to get worse. Times are going to get more and more difficult. And so I think that what's behind the book of Revelation is to present that in the midst of great turmoil, uncertainty, persecution, dreadful things happening, God's in charge, God's on the throne, and ultimately he's going to send Jesus back. And that, I think, is really what it's all about. Now, it does involve a bit more than that in terms of all of these vials of wrath and upteen things like that.
Mm.
But I think that's the heart of it.
So this vision then that he has, this voice that he hears, presumably meant to be the voice of Jesus, but it's a very different Jesus to the one that we see in the Gospels, isn't it?
Well, he certainly hadn't seen Jesus like this.
No.
He was really encountering a Jesus who, yes, in many ways seemed very different. Of course, he was the same Jesus, but I guess this gives us a picture of the risen, glorious Jesus. I mean, isn't it amazing? We're coming near to a Christmas time as we make this particular program. And, you know, we're aware that Jesus would have walked around and people wouldn't have a clue who he was.
Mm.
They certainly knew who he was in this.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned the transfiguration when he's on the mountain and Jesus visibly changes. And there's a kind of a parallel there between what the disciples saw then and what John is seeing now.
Yes, I think it's that was probably the closest to what this is that they had seen. But even that, I think, pales into consideration. I mean, his clothes shone brightly and there was glory, but this sort of voice of many sound of many waters and two-edged sword coming out of his mouth, wow, that was something different.
Yeah. I mean, how much notice do we today need to be taking of a book like Revelation? Is it something that had relevance for the time because of the persecution that you mentioned that was going on? But these days, you know, it's just too shrouded in mystery, really, to see its relevance to our lives.
Well, no, because the challenge is that there are still Christians being persecuted, and there are still places experiencing the repercussions of sin and rebellion, just as in the book of Revelation. So, yes, we're privileged to be making this program in a place which doesn't see these extremities, but they're there in our world very much today.
Mm. Well, it's going to be interesting to go on and take a look at these letters that he writes to the different churches. So we'll do that in future programmes. Richard, thank you very much indeed. So do join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Revelation in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.